And that is the coach of Carlton, Brendan Bolton. Brendan, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
We're good. We're good. Well, what, 24 hours plus later after a review, what are your emotions and your thoughts on the performance on Thursday night between disappointment and pride, I guess, in the actual performance of the team?
I think, by and large, our players executed our plans and their effort created opportunity, but we just lack some polish to finish at times, and we'll continue to work on that because our group has a real thirst to improve, but probably missed opportunity.
Yeah, does it sit in your guts? Is it one of those losses that sort of sits there and churns, or have you got to, move on straight away?
I think high-performing teams let it churn for a little while. We're proud of the endeavour, but we're really hungry that it's not enough. So we'll look at it and challenge the areas that we need to improve on, particularly in the last quarter, but also show them their effort and desire in the first three quarters.
I think your performance surprised a lot of people in the footy world that so quickly that they'd obviously got a grasp on what you want them to do, and that the boys were saying earlier that really you guys lost it rather than Richmond won it. Were you surprised how well they played to get in that position?
Well, I think more and more, as we know, the game's all about collective offence and defence, and there's so much history now in the last few years, and when you lose key personnel, they can still hold together. So I was really pleased that they gave effort and they did it for each other. But we can't be satisfied. We just didn't do it for long enough.
Brendan Dermott here. Congratulations on getting that one out of the way and a good performance. I know you won't be totally satisfied because you obviously didn't get the 4 points. But one thing that you must take your hat off to from the outside here, the forward lock-in, the forward pressure against Richmond's backline, forcing them to kick and try and hit up 50-50 options, which you were able to pressure the kick, pressure the receiver. That's a summer of work, that type of strategy. Did it pan out as well as you had perceived with just one summer under the belt for that?
Well, we've trained a lot to earn our defensive action, and we're going to continue to try and refine it. I think if we can continue to get the game played in our half, it gives us a chance. As I said, we've got some areas we still need to improve on when we do win it back. But
yep.
By and large, if the effort's there and we play collective defence like that, we'll give ourselves some opportunities, but we've still got a long, long way to go.
There was a really interesting lad you had there, low possession getter, but he's been seen as a dasher in recent years. Young Dylan Buckley played up forward, low possessions, but he was even the tackle count was all right, but not through the roof, but his pressure and pace in the forward line was instrumental.
Yeah, I think, Jed Lamb, Buckley, who you mentioned, Matty Wright, all play important roles for us. And we need our smalls putting pressure on because it gives us an opportunity to have another look at the goals.
Just having a look at some of your forward half numbers, Brendan, your ability to intercept the ball. Last year, Carlton averaged 17 intercepts in their forward half. They had 38 on Thursday night. I mean, it's a fantastic starting point. Of all the things that you walk away from the game happy with, is it the way you played, the system of how you played? Is it the new players that you've brought into the club for the first time? Because there were some outstanding first-up performances for the place. Or was it the fact that your captain led the way, Cripps was the star that we know he is in round one, and that your round one selection last year was just unbelievable first up?
Yeah, I'd like to say all the things you said a little
bit. Which one in particular?
Celebrate and show and acknowledge. But ultimately, we've got to do it for longer, as I've said three times now. But Murph, on the back of limited game time, and have your skipper out there round one and the lead from the front, his gut running almost willed us over the line. So that was a real positive. We had 11 more entries and locked it in our half for a fair portion of it. We'll look at that, although we didn't do it consistently enough in the back end of the game. And now, little wins and sprouts that we've been talking about were weedering. Again, he had composure, and the debut in front of 75,000 is a great start. So there's lots of little things that we call sprouts of improvement acknowledge.
Did you ever think of throwing Weedering forward, or is it just too unsettling for a first gamer? Because he looks like he's got the class to go forward and pinch you a couple of goals.
Yeah, I think it's something that we should consider Kingy, I reckon. He's done it at TAC level, there's no doubt about that. So in time, I just think in his first few games, I didn't want to move him around too much, just to get him settled and get a good feel for AFL footy.
Plus 11 inside 50s. A lot of them were repeats when they came out. Mm. But you must have been over the moon about your midfield and obviously your takeaway, especially in the first half. I know you fell behind in the eventual score, but pretty good.
Yeah, our mids, we've got some good numbers through our mids and our halfbacks in terms of possession. And, they gave us repeat entries and some of our mids started to hit the scoreboard, which is something we want to keep building as well, considering there's less rotations now. So, there's some positive steps and we've just got to keep celebrating those and then challenging that which needs to be improved.
A couple of the other youngsters didn't get an opportunity in round one. Mackay, Curno, I think Cunningham, those sorts of players. How far away are those guys, Bolts, from an opportunity?
Mackay's got an injury at the moment, so he's a few months away. But we've really liked the signs of Charlie Curno and Dave Cunningham in our match simulation. They've contributed, so it's important because we're looking to our future as well this year that we give them some opportunity during the year.
One of the, I'm not sure if criticism's the right word, one of the discussions about the Carlton group has been that they're an introverted group going back. Are the new kids coming in, I mean, you can see with Wiedering, he seems to be mature beyond his years, but can you feel that changing in the group, and is that something that you're challenging?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've really pushed a learning environment here and where it's safe to question and get things wrong at times. Because that's how you learn and develop. So in that environment, I haven't found too many players introverted, to be honest. They're all contributing, having a say, and when they're doing that, they're analysing and evaluating. They're involved in the game. So I haven't found them too introverted, but it's been safe for them to question and ask.
Brendan, it's Mark Robinson here. One of the topics over summer has been the AFL chief executive's wish that football teams play more exciting football. As an aside, I reckon Carlton played some very exciting football. As a first-year coach coming into that environment with seasoned coaches around you and the CEO passes on the message, I want exciting football, how did you take that?
It's hard to define exciting for me because I can remember Freo a few years ago just locking the ball in their half and it was just tackle pressure after tackle pressure and it was a scrappy type game, but the pressure excited everyone. Then you can see a real free-flowing game. It just depends on your definition, but the way I try and look at it is be balanced in all areas, try and be exciting in all areas when we've got it, when we haven't, when it's in dispute. And, we're seeing some little glimpses with us at the moment. Some of our ball movement looked really fast and quick on Thursday, which we're pleased about. But the definition's interesting, Robbo. I like lots of facets of our game, and that's why there's always an opinion.
You know what I like the most? I actually described some play earlier in the program. I'm sure you would have been listening in the car sitting out the front of your house, Brendan. But I described some play where Carlton moved the ball under pressure through the middle of the ground. You end up getting it over at the back and kicking the goal. And I said, it's the best bit of football I've seen Carlton play as a team for 2 years. But then quickly I said, the gang tackling pressure where often the ball would be held in and the play would stop and everyone would peel off and be two Carlton players lying on top of the one Tigers player. And I thought, God, I reckon Bolton would be absolutely wrapped with that.
Yeah, we want to be bold with the ball. And Geelong's probably been the best at being bold through the middle. And we want to play some attacking brands of footy when the opportunity's there to do so. And there's some little signs, Robbo, and I agree with you. There were some that you get really excited about and others where you pull your hair out. But that's why our game's great, isn't it?
I don't want to go back. You mentioned Mark Murphy, and I agree with you. Murphy was superb over summer. Can you let us into the discussion about Murphy? At one stage, Brendan, you were quoted over the summer, or you might say quoted out of context, or you may have got it wrong yourself, about Murphy and the captaincy. Now, my understanding is the next day you called a meeting and said, right, no, everyone, that didn't come out wrong. That came out wrong. You know, this is what I meant. And, Everything was smooth. I'm not saying it wasn't smooth. And then Murph, I think, got overwhelming. I watched the journey. Murph was overwhelmingly voted in as captain. Did that happen with you when you were talking about Murphy in the meeting the next day?
No, the reality was I didn't know Murph Robbo, and he didn't know I. So for me to just jump in and say he's captain without any time at the club, I think would be foolish. So we put it together, agreed set of values and behaviours, and then work out who lives them the best. And that was the nature of the conversation with Murph and I. I needed to see him live them. I wanted to challenge him when he wasn't and celebrate when he was, and that was the same for all the guys at the club, and that's how we determine our captain. So, you know, I think it would have been foolish for me to just walk in and say, Murph, you're captain, because you were last year.
When were you convinced then? When did you think, actually, yeah, he is, in my opinion, in your opinion, when did you think, yeah, I think we've got the right captain here?
Yeah, so over the course of the pre-season, so we made that announcement, I think it was post-Christmas, maybe mid-February. So by that time, I'd had enough time to be able to analyse everyone's ability to live the behaviours that we want to live and the values. And again, collectively, as a club, we decided upon Murph.
So you've coached Luke Hodge at close range. You've seen what a great captain can be. Can Mark Murphy be a great captain? Is that within his personality and the way he goes about things?
Well, the way he led on the weekend indicates that he's going to be a very good captain for us. He played really good footy. What Murph is really open-minded to develop his captaincy and leadership, and we'll continue to challenge and educate him in that area. And I think because he's really open-minded to that and wanting to, that's step one.
What's the next step of Levi Casbolt's forward play? What will you do about his kicking at goal? Because really that was the only thing that separated the opportunities you had on Thursday night against the Tigers. To put a couple of those through, it might have just been enough, Brendan, to keep the momentum. We get a specialist coach in. Have you got the ability to do that? I know he spent some time with Sav Rocker a couple of years ago and it seemed to work, but looks like he's regressed.
Interesting. Yeah, he did miss some goals that we'd like him to kick, and must mention, so did some other players. I know Walker missed one that he'd usually nail, and Murph missed a few, so you put it just on Levi, I'm not sure. But if we've got a magic wand for goal kicking, because it's so much to do with the mind, this is his technique, I'd love to have it here at our footy club.
He does have a poor technique though, doesn't he?
Yeah, so, no, listen, we're going to continue to train. We have really set goal kicking sessions. We'll keep analysing his technique and mindset, as we will with all our players. So it's going to be ongoing.
I chatted with a young man yesterday, Levi's age, who played in the Dandenong Stingrays with him. And they said similar technique back then, but could not miss. So that would, if he's retelling the story accurately, that would suggest there's a fair bit above the shoulders.
Yeah, I think it is with goal kicking, and that's probably why there hasn't been. You've played forwards for so long. It's there's such a mindset within it as well, and it's the loop of technique and mindset. It's never one on its own.
Can you tell us? And we want a snapshot of this. I know what you're like, and obviously we had the opportunity with occasionally just overseeing and having, not overseeing, looking into the Hawthorn box. Can you tell us what your Carlton coach's box is like? We know sometimes you can find levity in the coach's box. Do they call odds when Levi gets it, or do you say, geez, what's your first thing? Do you look around at the forward coach and give him a smile? What are you doing, Bolts? Now you've got this wonderful, wonderful talent who can mark the ball like very few other the game's ever seen, that just can't get it through the big ones.
Yeah, listen, the coach's box, Derm's always a bit of an emotional roller coaster, isn't it?
Yep.
That's what makes our game so great. But we, in all seriousness, on game day, we try and worry about our process and structures and some things that you can't address on game day, like if you miss a handball, miss a kick, miss a goal. It frustrates you, and you're frustrated for about 2 seconds, then you're into the next thing because the game's moving so quick.
Yeah.
I reckon you would have got a lot of advice about coaching when you started, Brendan, and knowing you, a little I do know of you, you would have sought a lot of advice. One has been the balance of life as in family and as in football. How has that been for you?
Well, deliberately in the last 6 months, I've spent a lot of time at the footy club because there's so much change. And but I think that only becomes an issue if you separate your family from your football club, and it's an area where they can't go. So we've opened our doors not only to past players but families. We've had partners and wives in. Our coaches occasionally have their youngsters here for a day because I want them to grow up at the footy club. So that's when I said I'd like us to become Carlton, not just work at Carlton. That's because yep. we can link our families there as well. So it's always a challenge because footy takes a lot of your time, but if you can involve them, that's half the battle.
Does it consume your thinking? Are you one of these guys, if you're at home, and are you able to shut off, or are you sitting there pretending to watch TV and thinking about other things?
I won't lie to you, it consumes me. The times that it doesn't is probably when I get down to Tassie where I grew up and go away fishing or diving or just camping, something like that, I can take my mind off it. But, you know, and there's a small period when I get home of a night where little Ned and Rosie run up to me and have a big smile on their face and you bath them, so you have a few little breaks.
Hey, Bolts, where you made the boys jump in off the boat, in all seriousness, is that the place where they had one of the divers attacked by a shark a couple of years ago?
I hit the water and lost my breath, I tell you. That was as south as it gets in Tasmania. That water was freezing.
That was great work, Bolts. Yeah. Seriously, as a football watcher and lover, to allow the club to give the world that sort of access and to hear a bit of you and your life thinkings, I think more clubs should do it. And I just want to say congratulations. It was just brilliant.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. We want to be a club that we know we've got lots to change and it's going to take some time and we're growing. So we want our members to be on that journey with us, and that was a chance to give them a little insight.
I have heard they've sacked altitude training as a method now. They're all going to Tassie. Every club's going to Tassie and swimming boat to boat.
Well, I wouldn't advise it, can you?
Thank you, Brendan. We really appreciate your time and we really wish you all the best on the journey that it is at Carlton. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Yeah.